Welcome to Faith Boost, a message by Pastor Andrew McLennan.
Did you know that God is a God of grace? He can forgive and He can restore anyone, regardless of what they've done. Hi, my name's Andrew. This is Faith Boost, and I'm here today to boost your faith with some ancient secrets that still work in the modern world. Well, we've been looking at the life of David, and we know that he messed up. And if you don't know the story, I encourage you to read it. It's in 2 Samuel. I'm in chapter 12 today, but in chapter 11, the story's contained there as well. That, you know, David and Bathsheba, they get married, but it's not right because David has murdered Bathsheba's husband. He's got her pregnant when she was still married. It was just so messy. And the Bible says that baby that was conceived, he actually dies. And David prays and prays and prays, God, keep the child alive. Lord, don't let the baby die. But the baby dies. And it's really sad. And it's a consequence of the sin. But then the Bible says that Bathsheba and David are still married. Now, what an ugly foundation for relationship. You know, it was built on sin. It was built on lust. David looked out his window one day, saw this really attractive woman and goes, I want that. I want some of that. And she was married and he didn't care. And it was just ugly, ugly stuff. Her name's Bathsheba. But listen to this. The Bible says in verse 24 that after the child dies, David comforted Bathsheba, his wife, and he lay with her and she bore another son and she called his name Solomon. Now, the Lord loved him, and the Lord loved Solomon so much that he sent word by the hand of Nathan the prophet. So he called his name Jedidiah because of the Lord. This verse has always spoken to me so much that, you know, the foundation of this relationship is so bad. It was based on lust. It was based on sin, immorality. There's violence. There's murder. Like, what a horrible foundation. Many of us would look at that relationship and go, no good can come of that. And we would dismiss David for the rest of our lives. I mean, it's just ugly stuff. And yet David and Bathsheba, they stay together. And David obviously repents when Nathan the prophet was sent to him. David did repent and he said, I've sinned against the Lord. And I believe he was forgiven. And so they have another baby, name him Solomon, and the Lord loves him. Man. Can you see the heart of God here? How much grace is in the heart of God? How much love is in the heart of God for sinful humanity? Yeah, God knows the circumstances. God knows the foundation of this relationship. He knows how much David messed up, but the Lord is so loving, so gracious that he loves this little baby so much that's born in this relationship, which is so dysfunctional. And he even sends a prophet, Nathan, to just say to David and Bathsheba, man, I love this little boy. I love this baby so much. Imagine the joy that came to David's heart and Bathsheba's heart. Bathsheba is silent in most of the Bible. We don't hear her voice until much later. But she must have been feeling so guilty. She would have been feeling ashamed of herself. She knew what she did was wrong. And to have the prophet Nathan, the most significant prophet alive at that time in the whole earth, to come to their house and say, the Lord loves this little boy. Imagine the joy that brought to that mother's heart and to the father's heart, to David. And just the presence of God would have filled that house again. Joy would have been restored. Peace would have been restored. And just the sense of, wow, God's blessing is on this child. God's blessing is on this family. This is what we call grace. If you don't know what grace is, one of the best definitions is God's riches at Christ's expense. In other words, we get the riches of God, the blessing of God, because Jesus died for us in our place. We don't deserve it. David and Bathsheba and even Solomon didn't deserve this. I mean, not that Solomon had done anything wrong, he's just a baby, but David and Bathsheba did not deserve this level of blessing, did not deserve a visit by the prophet Nathan, who prophesies and says, the Lord loves this little boy. And you and I don't deserve the blessing of God. We don't deserve the peace that surpasses understanding. We don't deserve the joy that is just something this world cannot give, joy unspeakable. We don't deserve to be temples of the Holy Spirit, that we literally walk this earth filled with His presence. We don't deserve to even have our names written in the Lamb's Book of Life, but it's all through grace. Everything we have as Christians today is because of grace. And David and Bathsheba and little Solomon, their family was so blessed here in this situation, not because they deserved it, but because God is a God of grace and God is a God of love. Don't you love Him? Doesn't it make you want to draw near to Him? Doesn't it make you want to worship Him, spend time with Him in prayer and in His Word? And I encourage you to do that. God loves you. and God's heart is filled with grace towards you.
Thanks for listening today. Please like and subscribe on our channels. We hope and pray that you are inspired and strengthened by these short, sharp, Bible-based messages. We would love to know what you think, so write a review or comment. Pastor Andrew's website is i2aw.org. That's i2aw.org. If you've been blessed by this message, share it with someone and they can be blessed too.